very good morning, you daily mob, and welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yanup Strong, your mob, too deadly. Going to jump straight into it. We have Kai F, once again, operating this year, 2023, Kansas Art Fair. It's been operating, coming up to about 11, 12 years. But they're also celebrating 10 years of fashion performances with anniversary line up to Queensland Indigenous designers. So with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister, Holly McInnes, an Indigenous fashion designer, who will be presenting at Kai F this year. And a very good morning, Holly. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, sister.
I'm from Goomganji in Yarrabah.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you very much.
That's
so,
okay.
Look, hats off to Kaiaf, created a beautiful platform for all our First Nation artists, but also a platform for Indigenous fashion designer. So tell us about your wares, but tell us how you started in the industry, sister.
So I started in the industry. My dad taught me how to sew when I was younger. So he used to be an upholsterer, so I got all my sewing information from him. He taught me all the basics. Mm. And I'm very into fashion, so that's always been a part of my life. And, yeah.
Fantastic. And so you're presenting at KIF this year?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about some of the fairs, the events that you've had exhibition for your fashion.
For KIF?
Yeah, well, across the board, in regard to, is this your first cab off the rank regarding your fashion design?
Yeah, this is the first collaboration and fashion show that I'm attending.
So you must be pretty excited about this, Holly.
Yeah, extremely excited. I'm so grateful for the opportunity as well.
Good. So tell us, for young Indigenous people out there who look to look at a pathway in regarding fashion, tell us how you got started and tell us where you are today.
Yes, so I got started because I'm have been extremely lucky to have an auntie, Simone Arnold, support me and guide me through all of this. She's been such a great mentor.
Big shout out, Simone. Big shout out, Simone. Yes.
Yes, big shout out, Simone. I'm extremely grateful for her, and we're doing a collaboration together for KIAF.
All right, fantastic. And in regards to fashion design, did you go through a course as such, or did you just off the own batch and own passion, own design?
No, I'm own design. I haven't done any courses yet, but I want to next year.
Yeah, good, good. Fantastic. Is this a full-time gig for you, Holly?
It is.
All right, so good. Got to make it work because you got to pay the bills.
Exactly.
But the thing is, if you're doing something you're passionate about you're working on a platform to get paid for doing that, well, that's the best career pathways for anybody.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
And what's your family think? Your brothers and sisters, mum and dad, what do they think of your pathway?
They're very excited for me. They've been supportive as well. They've been helping me through it and everything.
Fantastic. Now, your Indigenous fashion design presented a collection, Guyu, Lemon and Rice. So give us a bit of description on that, please.
Yeah, so we chose to call our name Guyu, Lemon and Rice because throughout all Indigenous communities, we all eat fish, lemon and rice, which weaves us together and brings families together at dinner time to share stories and also hunting for the fish.
Now, fantastic. Good ingredient for Kaiko, for Tucker, but also a good ingredient for a business fashion design. So congratulations.
Exactly. Sis. Thank you.
So we hope that people chew on your design, pardon the pun, but take on board your fashion and put you into the future and regarding your work.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited.
Good yarning with you, Holly, and big shout out to KIF. Thank you for joining us. And of course, we, Bummer Brippin Media, are partners with KIF. We're always there for the outdoor broadcast. So we'll be looking at your fashion. Don't worry about that. But enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. And a big shout out to Simone Arnold as well, over there at the Yarrabah Arts Centre. And keep doing what you're doing, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye bye.
See you later.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Holly McInnes, new Indigenous fashion designer, and will be presenting for the first time at CIAF this year. CIAF Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, been running for 12 odd years. It's become a world-renowned art centre, art exhibition, and a lot of our mob in the Torres Straits and Cape York and around the Big Island come to produce their wares. And also want to give a big shout to sister there, Delvine Cockatoo Collins, who's a part of it as well. She's got her artwork and she's been to CIAF a couple of times. Connection there to cousin Shay. And also Emily Beckley from the Torres Straits as well. So look, a great array of people who are going to be at CIAF this year, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. We're due to catch up and have a yarn with the CIAF team and talk about the dates and the up-and-coming event happening at the Cairns Convention Centre. And they moved it over there as of last year because it's bigger than Ben Hur. They used to have it over at the cruise liner terminal, but have moved to bigger spaces because it is bigger itself, the event. Fantastic. Have you seen Jan Upshong here? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Ready. Tactical Says. Dip, we do.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
I was dreaming about a man in the desert. He was walking and calling my name. And above him, I could see a bird flying higher and higher into the sky. And the wind is blowing strong. Blowing stronger again. There's a dreaming again. The mirage is arising in the distance, and the heat wave is burning the ground. The desert flowers are all dying. There's a dreaming. There's a dreaming again. And again, I see him walking towards me. I'm getting closer and closer. Closer to him, it's all fading away from me. And I'm dreaming that I've seen it.
I'm an interstate driver, making ends meet, looking forward to turning into my old street, where the garbage man's out on a Friday night. I can see that my baby has left on the light. It's a feeling like nothing I've known. It's a last mile home. I flew into Darwin from a mine out west, with nothing but my boots and a safety vest. There was a cyclone brewing in the Kimberley, and we had to get out, my friends and me. My heart was sinking like a stone on the last mile home. And it feels so good to come this far. And it don't matter where you are. Back to the people and the places I know. sailing boat. The hours are so long, but I'm keeping afloat. 6 weeks away, I'm going out of my mind. I keep looking for land as I check the lines. This old boat, she creaks and she moans on the last mile home.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, the choppy number again, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BB and Bumba Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. National Radio Service, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Okay, looking at today's news, what's heading? The conversation states with 11 Indigenous politicians in Parliament, why does Australia need a voice? We ask our readers what they would like to know about their proposed Indigenous voice to Parliament in the lead-up to the referendum. Expert authors will answer those questions. You can read the other questions and answers. So the Australian Federal Parliament now includes a record 11 Indigenous parliaments, parliamentarians, nearly 5% of the total number of federal politicians. Given this level of Indigenous representation in Parliament, some have questioned why a referendum on a constitutional guaranteed Indigenous voice is needed. Parliament should reflect the diversity of the Australian community, and it's great there is strong Indigenous representation in Parliament. However, this does not guarantee Indigenous communities across the country a proper say in laws and policies make about them. That's why Indigenous Australians, through the Uluru Statement, ask for a constitutional guaranteed voice in their affairs. Indigenous politicians fulfil a different role. Indigenous parliamentarians are just like the parliamentarians of Indian, Chinese, Greek or other European backgrounds, must represent all Australians in their electorates. Indigenous politicians can't just represent Indigenous communities because they weren't only voted in by Indigenous communities. And Indigenous politicians have also to represent their political parties just like any other politician. The job of politicians is to represent Australia, voters, and make laws and policies. The role of the Indigenous voice is very different. The voice would sit outside Parliament and government and would not make laws. Rather, it would enable Indigenous communities to provide advice on and partner in the development of laws and policies about them. This would enable Indigenous communities to be heard in their own affairs. So that's the statement there from the conversations. And we are at a crossroad here in regarding deciding yay or nay on the situation, but have the time to put in your opinion, yay or nay, in regarding the vote. But look, there it is. That's where we stand at the moment. Government, Labor's pushing for it, and the opposition, not so much. So there it is. Other yarns here, brutal and law-altering. Sydney Samuel's samurai sword victim haunted by forensic attack. Police arrest 27 people in major cross-border crackdown on outlaw bikie gangs. Why sleep parallels makes you see ghosts. AFL star Taran Thomas stood down indefinitely by North Melbourne following latest allegations. Four-day work week trials have been labelled a resounding success, but four big questions needed answers. So they're the headlines for today's news. Add to the conversation if you want to talk about any of those topics or any topics that tickle your interest. Either way, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
When I was inside my mother, her heartbeat kept me whole. In perfect time together, my mind, my body, my soul. But there's nothing so sweet as my mother's heartbeat.
Yeah, the beautiful voice of Uncle Archie Roach with us in spirit. Mother's heartbeat. Yep, we all know the mother's heartbeat. Have you seen Jan Armstrong? Add the conversation in National Talk Black. We're going to catch up with Bulla Michelangelo on the line. Angelo, good morning, Bulla. How are you?
Yeah, very dear, my Bulla.
Yeah, big yes, sir, Bulla. Let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, I'm from Zenup Gis, once known as Torres Strait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Representing, are you here on the Big Island? Are you here in Cairns? Where are
you? Yeah, we call it. Yeah, my mob from Polynesia, Melanesia, you know.
Well, yes, brother, yes.
Yeah, right across, you know, like taking in all the best country in the world.
Second that, my brother. Look, thank you for coming to the program. Look, what do you want to yarn about? I wanted to ask you what your thought is in regarding the voice to Parliament, brother.
That is a long time coming. It's one step.
One step, exactly.
One step. But for our mob up in the Straits, up in Zenup Gis, our elders and our always been independent. With the Queensland government annexation to put us under Queensland by force. Mm. We didn't agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that we want to make Mabo Day this year our Independence Day. Because we're surrounded by ocean like Australia.
Yes.
We see that First Nation people of Australia have to deal with the government of the day here in Australia, whereas living in the Straits, we are balancing two borders,
yep.
Australia and New Guinea,
mm-hmm,
and,
right.
and the rest of the world, and navigate through our waters,
mm-hmm.
But they don't pay nothing.
Exactly. And you feel that they should? Anybody entering your waters is entering your country. They should pay like an entry fee, you feel?
Oh, they have to because...
Yes, okay.
Because of the maintenance of navigation mm-hmm. and the... And you need skippers to go on board to navigate the boat, and you've got to look at who comes in and out because it's an international waterway.
Exactly.
Pass through there. That's why any country can go through there without Australia saying anything. They can just whinge about it. That's about all.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to say, well, you come from, your company come from that country, which is violate human rights. Sorry, you can't come in.
Yep.
You have to have that,
permission
in place and the whole world to respect, you know, the Arafura Sea, the Coral Sea, Barrier Reef, all around Australia, even the Southern Ocean, right into the Pacific.
Yes.
You know, we have to control the Northern, Southern Hemisphere. We can't allow the Northern Hemisphere slave traders to dictate to us what they can do and, you know, what they can take out of the Southern Ocean.
Yes.
But the Southern Ocean belongs to us.
And that has never been in place, has it, Michael?
Yeah, we are the sailors.
Yes.
to the first sailors. Now, when it comes to sailing, you know, the catamaran, the trimaran, that's all intellectual property rights belong to us.
Yep.
You know, that's like the boomerang.
Mm.
The boomerang, chuck it, go, is stuck with every plane, no?
Mm-hmm.
It's on the wings of every aviation around the world. So who's going to pay for the boomerang intellectual property rights?
Yep, true. You've got a point about that, yes.
The same like a trimaran and catamaran.
Yep, exactly.
That's how that property rights.
Yes.
And it's a rich man's dream. Because every aviation used that wing keel.
Yes, the design, of course.
Yeah, the hydro keel is the same thing. It's a boomerang under there.
Mm.
You know? They try to make it out like, oh, it's a new deadly invention.
Not even. They, not even.
Aerodynamics is the same.
Hey, blocks to the professors, the aircraft engineers of the time, 60,000 years ago.
Yes. That's why when they threw the boomerang, they said, hey, how come this boomerang keep coming back?
That's it.
Yeah? So they worked out the aerodynamics of the boomerang was the push and the flow of the airflow, you know?
Yeah.
So they put it under them boats now, you see, lift them up and put them at, you know, 50 knots plus.
Yeah, you make a very good point there, my brother. Quickly, what's your thought on voice to parliament?
Well, it's a step. Like I said, it's the first step. And then once we get in there, then we can sit down and talk directly.
Yes.
You know? Like any other lobby companies going in there, lobbying, and a lot of them lobby mob, they'll, you know, they give donation of money and that for favor, you know,
sit at the table.
Pork barrel job, you know. Australia's government been corrupt for a long time, so you got to go in there and make them honest.
Exactly, keep the bastards honest.
make them honest because... only we can speak on our country.
Sure,
like,
exactly.
Like, for instance, like Gina Reinhardt, Clive Palmer, what is Kimmel? All them of you know, Andrew Forrest, they don't own the mineral.
It's
traditional owners that
belongs to the people of the land, own their land.
Yeah. We've got to closing the gap. Well, First Nation people should be in the forefront of immigration. Forefront, like, people want to come into the country, well, they got to have permits. Please check that because a lot of people going into our communities, you know, delivering ice and rubbish.
Rubbish.
You know, they go for steel too. They go in and steal inside community and cross the land, you know. They gold prospecting and all that kind of thing.
Mm.
But they all for steel.
Exactly. My Bala make very, very good points. I've got to go to the next caller, but thank you for calling. We'll keep in touch, Bala.
All right.
Big S.O.
How is so?
That's Michelangelo Newey from the Torres Straits and a politician in so many ways, activist as well. He threw his hat in the arena a couple of times there regarding independent state and federal and looked very strong for his mob. Have you saying Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Delhi number 1-800-422-416.
Burns down, the lights go dim, not a shadow fills the room. And I sense your sweet love reaching out to me, but again I'm playing the fool. Oh, I hope you don't mind this way that I feel. I wanna capture this moment for life. Each time that I look in your eyes and say, I need you for my wife. So stoke that fire and let it blaze all night. I need to keep you safely in my sight. Never wanting this moment to...
Yeah, the deadly voice of Ron Naden. Once in a while, here we are. National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BB and Bumba Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob. Near Earth Hour 2023. Aussie encouraged to combat climate change and nature loss. In regard to the figures here, estimated 200,000 trees are bulldozed in Australia every day, with deforestation a major contributor to climate change. The world's biggest movement for the environment, Earth Hour, has gained millions of supporters in 190 countries and territories and more than 7,000 cities and returns in 2023 for its 16th consecutive year. Aussies are encouraged to sign up and take time out for nature this Earth Hour to help combat climate change and nature loss. With that, I'm going to talk to Kerry Major, Senior Engagement Manager for Earth Hour at WWF Australia. On the line, Kerry, a very good morning. How are you? Hello, Kerry, you there?
Yes, hi.
How are you going?
I'm good. I'm good. So sorry for the mix-up.
Well, I got you, so that's all good. Where are you based, Kerry?
I'm based in Sydney.
Based in Sydney. So Earth Hour 2023, Aussies are encouraged to combat climate change and nature loss. It's one in, all in regarding looking after Mother Earth.
It's a 1 hour this Saturday.
Okay, yes.
Saturday 25th of March, 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking people to switch off their lights and take time out for nature to show their symbolic support for climate change. Yeah.
Okay, so that's 1 hour. So that 1 hour is 8:30 at night, you're saying?
8:30 at night, local time. Yeah.
Okay. For the 1 hour, and asking for everybody to turn off their lights and turn off their...
Yep.
Well, turn off all their energy for 1 hour. Tell us the ramification, how that supports or massages Mother Earth.
Well, really, it's not an energy-saving exercise.
Okay.
But it's really about, everybody doing the gesture at the same time to take a moment to reflect on what else needs to be done to combat climate change.
Okay, fantastic. And we can all do our bit there. What change is needed to help combat nature loss?
Oh, look, we're seeing the impacts of climate change all around us, you know, and we're seeing great levels of nature loss in Australia. We're actually one of the world's top deforestation hotspots, which is, you know, pretty shocking.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do here is to encourage everybody to play their part. You know, whether it's governments, businesses, individuals too, can think about what we can do in our individual, area of influence.
Yes.
You know, think about, you know, if you've got a backyard, you know, plant a tree in your backyard. Think about consuming a little less. Think about, you know, recycling a little bit more. And maybe think about switching to renewable energy.
Yeah, sure, exactly. And you as an individual, by doing those little exercises, it does help Mother Earth, does it not?
Oh, completely, completely does. It all adds up. You know, we like
yes.
to say, well, as Vincent Lingieri said, from little things, big things grow.
Yeah, sure.
And when everybody does it all at the same time, you know, we can actually make quite a difference.
And what advice do you have for Australians who want to get involved in this space on an ongoing basis?
Well, there's heaps of ideas that you can do. You can log on to earthhour.org.au for some ideas. You can join a local or community organization. There should be plenty in your area. Think about just the little things that you can do, whether it's 60 seconds, 60 minutes, you know, just a little bit of your time to think about, you know, how you benefit from nature and how you can protect it.
And planting a tree is a good thing. They give out oxygen and take on carbon dioxide. So trees are very important.
Oh, trees are, we call them the lungs of the planet.
Okay, nice description.
Yeah.
Nice description. Yeah. The lungs of the planet, love that.
Yeah,
so we should more plant more trees, yes?
Oh, completely. If you've got the opportunity to do so, plant more trees and also protect them from being, you know, cut down or being damaged.
I always say that they're always looking for life on other planets. And the bottom line is look after this planet first. You know,
there is no plan B.
Exactly, no plan B. So look after Mother Earth. So thank you very much for your yarn and very important.
Yeah, no worries.
That's this Saturday, the Earth Hour?
Yes, this Saturday, 25th of March, 8:30 p.m. Switch off for Earth Hour and take time out for nature.
Lovely. Thank you very much. All the best to you. You take care, Kerry.
Thank you very much. See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. That's Kerry Major, Senior Engagement Manager for Earth Hour at WWF Australia, and just talking about the Earth Hour, which is happening Saturday 25th, for 1 hour, 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Switch off all electrical advices and go in the darkness, switch your lights off and what have you, and sit there in darkness for 1 hour. Have a conversation with your family. Yarn to your next door neighbour. Which way? Too deadly. Protect Mother Earth. That's what it's all about. Yarn up strong here. National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Sing a song of freedom. Sing a song of love. Sing a song of happiness in God above.
Yeah, that's Johnny Huckle. Sing a song of freedom. Freedom here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yeah, yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. And coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. Now, a new IPCC report shows Australia must do more to protect Great Barrier Reef, our oceans, and climate. Australians must implement climate policies to limit global warming to 1.5 OC, a critical threshold for coral. Australia must stop approving oil and gas developments, especially in our seas, such as PEP-11, where the impacts of spills will be devastating. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Jamie Webster and just talk about this space. Jamie, very good morning. How are you?
G'day. How are you, Trevor?
I'm
really
well,
thank you.
Oh, good, Jamie. Where are you based, Jamie?
I'm in the Sunshine Coast in Queensland.
Oh, Sunshine Coast, Queensland. Neighbours down the road here in Cairns, far north Queensland. So you're with AMCS and the Australian Marine Conservation Society, is that right?
That's right. Yep, I work in the Great Barrier Reef team.
All right, beautiful. Look, one of the largest living things on planet Earth, the Great Barrier Reef, we need to protect it. So the new IPCC report shows Australia must do more to protect the Great Barrier Reef and our oceans and climate. So tell us, what more can we do?
Yeah, no worries. So we've got this IPCC report that's been released, and essentially it's just recapping some of the science that's already been released and making it a lot easier for policymakers like our government to understand and implement ways of reducing, I guess, fossil fuel emissions and giving them, I guess, like a roadmap to keep global warming under 1.5 degrees. So that 1.5 degrees is very important for our beautiful reef, and it's a critical threshold, I guess, for corals.
Yes.
So we need a Queensland and Australian government commitment to 1.5 degree emissions pathway. That's what we need first and foremost.
And where are we at with that that level? How far are we away from it?
They've actually recently strengthened their commitment, the Queensland government, Australian government. But global warming is actually at 1.1 degree now. So we're getting very close to that tipping point.
Yes.
And so if the government enacts this 1.5 degrees, we also need them to stop approving new fossil fuel development schemes, because that's going to be the quickest way that we stop putting more pollution back in the atmosphere, and then we can work on reducing it. So transitioning out of existing fossil fuels to renewables, making the most of the awesome air, and also starting to revegetate the land and replenishing our forests, both underwater and on land.
Well, the buck stops with the government, doesn't it? Because they're the ones that give the thumbs up, the AOK, and give the authorization and legislation for companies to perform or operate in this space, which can be damaging, if not helping global climate, Great Barrier Reef, and the oceans. Yes?
Yep, you're totally right. Mm. Yep, we need that commitment from the government. You know, industry will start moving, they'll start transitioning to renewables, but we really need that commitment to stop approving, especially new fossil fuel commitments, and that's got to come from the government.
And so with the finding from the report there from IPCC, you take this information to government, to what ministers and it's like an iron in the fire. I mean, still, there's a report, and like that's the true facts of the situation. And so that gives you strong weight in regard to the argument, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. You're totally right. So this group of scientists have pulled together this IPCC report. Mm-hmm. They have been a group since 1988. They've been working on this. So they've been collecting science. They've been publishing these reports. And
so
now
they're not
the
new kids on the block, are they?
They're not the new kids on the block.
Exactly.
No, they know what they're doing.
Exactly. They know what they're doing. Continue, sorry.
That's right. No, and they're giving us a warning. So we've got to listen, you know, and... what was I saying? They pulled this report together. This is the last of their report now until 2030. That's the next time we're going to hear from all these scientists.
Oh, wow. And so that might be too late, will it?
Might be too late. Exactly. This is our last warning to keep to that 1.5 degrees, because if we get to 2030 and we're still in this area of not having government commitment and we're seeing more and more damage happen to our reef and our land, then we're leaving it way too late. This is the decade for action right now.
Well, you're having your say here on National Talk Black and Digis Radio across the nation. Governments do listen to our conversations. So thank you for your yarn, Jamie, and all the best to your team there. Please do keep in touch. But it's sad that we may have to wait until 2030 for the next report. Let's operate now. Here's the warning, isn't it?
Thanks, Trevor. Yep, you've got it. Let's push the government now to get that commitment. So at 2030, it's a good news story for our reef.
Good girl. Jamie, thank you. All the best to you.
Thanks, Trey. Bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn. There's Jamie Webster from AMCS, the Australian Marine Conservation Society, and talk about the last warning since a new IPCC report shows that Australia must do more to protect the Great Barrier Reef, our oceans and climate. And the next report, so to speak, in regard to the research is in 2030. Here we are, 2023, 7 years. 7 years could do a lot of damage if we don't make changes. Things don't change if things don't change. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you
This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, you can't beat the sound of a didge. There it is, you mob. Too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We've got Selwyn on the line. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning, brother. Hey, brother, more important than the dolphin to win tonight, brother.
Dolphin to win, beautiful. Love it. Thank you.
But anyway, brother, on Albanese, crying there, brother. What?
Emotional.
I don't know what he's crying for, but all the things he said, voting public woman fuzzy, that also applies to the black people that don't want a voice in Parliament, brother. Yeah. That also applies to thousands of years ago. And brother, you know, it's the 21st century, you know. Yeah. The last thing people, that was it a shoe fits or not, you know, if it doesn't, well, let it go over the top of the head. Brother, the light-skinned people have been dominating everything, brother. And, you know, the most simplest way I can explain is, I told it before, like when I was drunk, you know, my sibling was going to Townsville High School, and they see me, they recognize me, and because they recognize me, they acknowledge me by taking off and hiding from me. Even though I had a voice, I had no power of how they should recognize me and how they should acknowledge me, brother. And, you know, brother, when I talk about full blood, you know, brother, quite easy to say, oh, the remote people or our grassroots people. Brother, Galroy, you look, he's not the only football lot of black fellows up there, brother. Mm. And, you know, they talk about land rights. He got land rights, so is the Arantha people out there. But they got, I feel like saying the F word, they got planked up, and they got a bloody American rock range up there. Mm. And, you know, brother, the white folks too, the white listeners here, you know, this white or sovereign mean jackass, brother. It means jackass because that's got with them. He was put in there by the voting public, black fellows and white fellows, but they shocked him. And they're talking about this thing over there in that nuclear southern order Cape or brother. They say it's for defense. It's not for defense, but America sneezes and Australia catch a cold. It's all bullshit, brother. They got a lot of power over being written into the Constitution. It's been a jackass, brother, because a lot of things, even when they had Maralinga, brother, you know, the Hawaiians and French Pacific, they had sovereignty or whatever, and they had bikini come from the bikini atoll when they had nuclear tests out there, and over in French Pacific, Mararoa Atoll, brother. All the stuff being jacked because Americans, even though they might have come from a honorable place, Australia, but the U.S., they shit all over us, brother. They shit all over us. And a lot of the people that, I'm asking, where are the four blood, brother? You think the price went down there, and I'm glad for it. I don't agree with it, but I'm glad you took it. It's a lot of Abercrombie and middle-class black fellows up there. Mm. And they have the seat of power, brother, and that one pisses me off. And it's the 21st century. The light-skinned people, they dominate from the west right to the east. They dominate all the things, and you just got to go back to the initial chief protector thing. When Cook, the inner chief, follows it, we said about the light-skinned people, the stolen generation. At that time, he said, we can educate them, bring up like white people, and marry them off to white people. That's I forgot the word. That's short for... when bring them up like a white fellow, we keep them in place. We make sure they stay in place. And that's euphemism, brother. That's euphemism for keeping them, the black skin one. Mm. And brother, guy Roy Yinka-Pinka, he's not the only full-blood black fellow, all the mob up there. But they got a bloody U.S. guy. They got grand rights. Exactly. And that's how much power the Americans got over bloody... even if we had sovereignty, are we able to use our sovereignty to trade with like China? Because they use our people, a 72 or 74 delegation, to go over to open up trade. Yep. When the delegates like Chickie Dixon and the mob, they went over to open up trade, brother, with China. So we have, they recognize their sovereignty even then, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Yeah, thank you, my brother. Beautiful. Make some very good points there. Someone regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Come the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you for your company, your mob. Like I said, it is your ship, Murray, just steering it. And it's a one-hour program, National Talk Black, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the News National Radio Service. But until next week, your mob, look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Have a safe weekend. Look after yourselves, and we'll yarn soon. Too deadly.